Owatonna High School football coach Jeff Williams, the Huskies, a 44-0 winner over Mankato East on a chilly Friday night at the Owatonna High School football field. Did not appear to be any sort of a letdown after the big win over Mankato West. A very dominating performance, it appeared, Jeff.
Yeah, I was really pleased with how our lines competed, both offensively and defensively. It was quite blustery and difficult to throw the football. You know, I think we were about 58% throwing it, and there were a few balls that came out a little off target and fluttered a little bit, and I think the wind had a lot to do with that. So it was really good that we were able to establish the line of scrimmage, get a real solid run game going. Tanner Hall was able to crease a couple, had a big 62-yard run. But, you know, we didn't have that many big plays. I think we only had two plays all night that went over 20 yards. But we were able to control the line of scrimmage, maintain possessions, move the chains, and then ultimately end with touchdowns. And then, of course, the flip side is, you know, with East not really being able to throw the ball all that effectively, they were, you know, limited to running the option game, and our kids really did a solid job against the option. We had their O-line, you know, in the backfield, and our linebackers were able to chase down options inside out all night. Their guys were not getting to our linebackers, and they were able to make a lot of tackles. So our ability to control the lines, I thought, really was the story of the night.
With in fact, you don't see the option a ton, to be so effective with it and so many tackles for a loss, it goes to the defense really doing their job, it would seem.
Yeah, and there's two things that speak to that. You know, number one, our kids are very disciplined and will play assignment football. They really truly believe in our defensive coach's ability to dial up a game plan, and they know, you know, due to past experience now, if we go out and execute what the coaches are telling us we need to do, we can shut down, you know, this kind of an attack. And I think number two is our ability to swarm the football. You know, we run a lot of pursuit drills during two-a-days. You know, we don't line up and run wind sprints anymore. That, you know, is fairly archaic. I mean, maybe somebody does that. But, you know, we condition playing the game of football, and we have some pursuit drills that we're religious about running during two-a-days, and we really pride ourselves on having 11 guys ending up at the football at every play. And if you are humping it every single play, those cutback lanes become less available to you. You know, if you're disciplined at the point of attack and then you've got another 10 guys swarming from the backside, you've got a chance to be a pretty good defense.
And you mentioned the lines, so just to throw the names out there, at least of the guys who were the starters on the line, O'Daffer and Roman and Debus on the defensive side, and the offensive side, you've got Weiss and Efforts and Smith and Debus and Dublin, and of course, DeCam as a tight end and Budak as a tight end as well. A short turnaround time now, and I guess before that, I'll mention, and we did talk about it last week, the victory total and the fact that it certainly is a staff and a program number, but number 180, Coach Peterson had 179 at Owatonna, although we did have 189 overall, so just to acknowledge that and certainly to congratulate yourself, Jeff, and the staff on a milestone that comes with a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it you know, it's one of those things that you accumulate over many, many years of, you know, just watching game tape and trying to get out there and prepare your kids to be successful each and every Friday night. And those things just accumulate over time. But we've had such a fantastic group of guys to work with. Our staff is, I believe, the best in the state, bar none. We've been together forever. Everybody's got their role. Everybody's smart. Everybody handles their area of our program very effectively and very efficiently, and it's you know, a great staff to be a part of, and one that I'm proud to be a part of.
Hey, but let me ask you this: when Peterson was first starting out, and through many of his years, there were three or four guys, and that was the entire staff. And things, of course, have changed. That's just how it is. Is there something that he did that was you know, cutting edge in his day, or is there something that you think of when it comes to how Jerry Peterson handled the coaching in his day?
Yeah, you know, a lot of things have changed. Jerry would call both offense and defense. The coaches very often came in on Monday morning or Monday afternoon for Chalk Talk, and that was the first time that they saw the game plan. I was able to spend a lot of time with Jerry in my 7 years as one of his assistants. I brought a computer scouting program that we had used at Rochester John Marshall, and you know, that probably intrigued me more than anything about Jerry is how open and willing he was to the numbers, the analytics, you would call it, in the year 2019. He was very numbers oriented. Those people who knew Jerry know he loved to play the horses at the horse track. He loved handicapping. He loved investing money. He loved reading spreadsheets and racing forms. And when we brought the computer scouting program in, I suppose, fall of 89, he ate that stuff up. And I really believe that he used those analytics to really pin down what a team was going to try to do based upon down and distance and field position, and he was able to dial up great defensive responses to what teams were going to do. You know, Jerry is renowned for being one of the best wing team minds in the history of the state of Minnesota, but I think where he's underrated is his ability to feel what an offense was going to do and then dial up a defense against it. And so, yeah, 30-some-odd years ago, he's doing analytics when nobody else was doing that, and I think he's really ahead of the game in that regard.
Quick turnaround time now at Rochester John Marshall on Wednesday night. What does an early scouting report look like on the Rockets?
They're big. Stangler and Vaney are two almost 300-pound defensive tackles. They've got a great linebacker in Braden Black, who's, you know, played since he was a ninth grader. He's a senior now. They've got some returners in their secondary, so we're looking at a lot of the same faces that we saw a year ago. And JM has been pretty salty on defense. They're getting better and better each week on offense. They've kind of fallen into now a downhill run scheme where they're hammering you off tackle, trying to get to the perimeter. They've got some nice running backs. Their quarterback is improving in his ability to throw the ball. They're much more effective in the pass game than they were early. So this is an improving football team, and they're, I think, going to give us a good run on a very short week. You know, we're going to practice today, and then we've got Monday to really kind of hammer things out and get it fine-tuned, and then Tuesday is our game prep kind of walkthrough, and then all of a sudden we're playing Wednesday again. So the nice thing is when it is week 8, you've seen pretty much everything that high school football teams can do to you, both offensively and defensively. So there's really nothing that JM is doing that we haven't prepared for throughout the course of the season. And now we can harken back to you know, week 2, hey, remember we did this. And, you know, week 5, teams did this to us. That's what JM is going to be. So, you know, hopefully our kids have enough reps under their belt now that we can adapt to what John Marshall is going to do to us.
All right, that'll be a Wednesday night game at Rochester John Marshall to wrap up the regular season. Last night, 44-0 over Mankato East. Coach Williams for the Huskies, congratulations. Great to be in a warm place today, and we'll see you on Wednesday in Rochester.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ray.
All right, AM 1390 KRFO and the Coach's Show.